For centuries, immigrants in search of a better life have been drawn to America's largest cities. Now, in part because of the meatpacking industry, recent immigrants are seeking out small rural towns. And many of these towns are now struggling to provide the social services needed by such a diverse population. From Knoll, Missouri, Abby Fentress-Swanson reports.
Knoll, Missouri has been dubbed the canoe capital of the Ozarks, but this town of fewer than 2,000 residents thrives because of the Tyson Foods chicken plant located here. It alone employs 1,600 people. Just 20 years ago, Knoll only had about half as many residents, and most of them were white. Then in the 90s, Hispanics, mainly Mexicans, moved to Knoll to process chicken. Pacific Islanders and refugees from parts of Africa and Myanmar followed.
We do have small towns that have had 100-200% growth that have really changed almost overnight over the past 20 years and have a much larger immigrant population than they used to.
University of Missouri education professor Lisa Dorner says such major demographic changes don't always sit well with local residents. For Somali newcomers, Knoll has been challenging. In a recent incident, tires on a dozen of their cars were slashed, and some Somalis, like Farah Barali, feel isolated and unwelcome.
Overall, this community, they are not welcoming people looking different. Because of that reason, we are isolated. We see each other in chicken plant or just on the street without saying hi.
Faisal Ali Ahmed works the night shift driving a forklift at the Tyson plant and has struggled to find housing in Knoll.
If they shut down this company now, nobody stay in this bush. Even though I think the people live in a long time, they can't stay.
John Lafley is the mayor of Knoll. He says longtime residents need to be sensitized to immigrants' needs, and immigrants need to try to fit in.
We're trying to assimilate people that don't understand the American way, I should say. And they want to keep their own ways, which is, you know, not seen as popular.
Lafley says Tyson is pushing for more housing, but he's concerned about the town's infrastructure.
We're about at 80% right now with our sewer plant, and so any more building would tax our sewage plant more.
The mayor says there's no money in the budget to provide the social services needed in this small remote town. The nearest food pantry and free clinic are miles away, so many plant workers turn to their children's schools for help.
Rod. How do we spell rod?
R-O-D.
R-O-D, right. No silent E on the end. Very good. Go ahead and fill that in.
At Knoll Primary School this morning, some Hispanic students are completing English language exercises. Not Isaac Martinez. Teacher Aaron McPherson asks the 9-year-old, what's wrong?
What's wrong?
I grew up yesterday.
You grew up last night?
You go to the doctor?
Yeah.
As is often the case here, the teacher is part social worker. Tyson wages start at $9.05 an hour, so about 90% of Knoll students qualify for free or reduced-cost meals. That makes the schools the safety net for children whose parents work at the plant.
We are the government agency in town.
Knoll Elementary School Principal Angie Brewer.
People come here if they need shoes, if they need clothes, if they're hungry. We send 37 backpacks home every weekend with kids that just don't have enough food.
Immigration issues, like parents being deported, have also become part of a typical school day here.
We have actually had, last year, we had three families come in the next day. Their dad was gone in the night.
When she became principal 3 years ago, Angie Brewer reached out to Tyson for additional assistance to help feed her neediest families.
Some of these are my own children's friends, and these are my friends, you know. They're real people, and they deserve the best.
At the housing project next to Knoll Elementary, a 13-year-old Somali refugee named Mohammed Hassan is playing soccer with friends. His parents moved here 2 years ago to work at Tyson, and Hassan says he likes Knoll.
When I first came, I didn't know any English, but now I do a lot. I learned at this school. And I'm going to say to them, thank you.
Tyson is hiring again, and that means there will soon be a new wave of immigrants for the small Missouri town to try to assimilate. For NPR News, I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson in Knoll, Missouri.
That story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues. Tomorrow, a story from the meatpacking plant of Garden City, Kansas, which takes a more proactive approach as it welcomes new immigrants.